What is philosophy? Yesterday I spoke of science and philosophy and spiritual experience, and this will be a great aid to the definition of philosophy. As I said yesterday, if there was a sweeping experience of the totality, then there would be no need of philosophizing. That experience would be filled with knowledge of the totality. Philosophy arises out of the need to know the totality. And if the totality can be known in a supreme experience, then philosophy would not be needed. It is because normally we are not capable of that experience, or because it is believed that such an experience is impossible, or sometimes it is believed that even what we call totality is a fiction. There is nothing but assemblage of particulars. It is because of this reason that intellect comes into operation. Not experience, but intellect. It is an intellectual attempt to grasp the totality. Not to be limited to particularities, not to be limited to specialized domains, but to cross the borders of all the domains and embrace the whole and attain some kind of a knowledge of the whole. Now, philosophers of a certain kind, which include some of the best names in the field of philosophy, like Plato, Spinoza, Leibniz, Shankaracharya, Ramanujanacharya, they all maintain that the capacity of reason is not merely to understand or coordinate sensuous experiences and the knowledge derived from sense experience, but has a very special access to the totality. There is, according to them, pure reason, which goes beyond the what is called mixed action of reason. Mixed action of reason is the action which is dependent upon the sense experience. Yesterday I spoke of the activity of coordination of the results of sense experiences. This coordinating activity of the reason is a mixed action of reason. It is something more than sense experience, but tied to the sense experience. Therefore, it's a mixed action of reason. Now, pure reason goes beyond the mixed action of reason and has an access to the totality. It is argued that the very fact that there is an urge to know the totality, there must be in human beings somewhere a faculty which is responsible for this urge. It is therefore spoken of as a light, the light of the pure reason. It is sometimes called the pure light, there is no mixture in it, the pure light of reason. The way in which we grasp universal qualities is one of the best ways by which we open up to this pure action of reason. We perceive, for example, particular white objects. All of them are white. And we arrive at the concept or the idea of whiteness. How do we come to this idea of whiteness? What we see is only normally white objects. But we can make a jump out of the experience of the white objects to the quality and understanding of whiteness. You see only the beautiful objects, or less beautiful objects, or ugly objects, and yet you arrive at the concept of beauty. How do you arrive at the concept of beauty? You see human beings doing good actions and bad actions with various kinds of shades. And yet you arrive at the idea of goodness. What is goodness is understood by the human beings. What is goodness? Taking some such examples, it is said that the pure reason has the capacity to jump from the particular to the universal. This jump marks the speciality of the domain of philosophy. A full development of this jump. Take, for example, the concept of essence. Everybody seems to understand what is essence. If somebody does not have any experience of essence, we can simply give them a paragraph and say, summarize it. And immediately the human mind is capable of summarizing. Now, what does it mean? That there is something in human mind, a capacity to grasp all that is given in a passage, to bring out, as it were, the quintessence of it, and to express the basic substance of what is said in such a long paragraph in a few lines. And we can judge whether it is a good summary or not a good summary. Now, by what capacity do we understand whether it is a good summary or not? We understand the essence has been caught or it has not been caught. What is it that tells you that the essence is caught? It is caught because you know what essence means. If you ask somebody to define essence, it may be difficult, but understanding understands essence. In fact, you might say that understanding consists in the perception of essence. Whenever you say, I have understood, basically it means you have understood the essence. Without understanding the essence, you can't understand whatever is to be understood. You can understand afterward details and paraphernalia. You can make a distinction also between that which is essential, that is not essential, that which is principal, that which is subordinate. How do we do this? In the physical world, nothing is written that, look, this is essential and this is not essential. So this knowledge is not derived from sense experience. Spinoza, for example, wrote a book called Ethics. It's one of the great books in the field of philosophy. The title is Ethics, but basically is a totality. Ethics is the culminating point of his book, therefore he calls it Ethics. But it starts with what may be called ontology. Ontology is a study of essence. What is essence? Or study of what is called being. We see in the world constant flux that is even visible to physical senses. That is called the knowledge of becoming. All that is in flux is becoming. But the idea that is becoming is dependent upon being, and the study of this being with a focal point on being is ontology. And ontology is the heart of philosophy. You might say if that philosophy is a very large term. One general definition of philosophy is that it is a study of the ultimate.